Hello everybody, this is Rachit, co-founder of the Small Business Project. Welcome to the second episode of E-commerce for Starters. Alright, let's face it. Not knowing where to begin, especially when you want to start something, is a common problem amongst us. And it's nothing new. In this case, where we're specifically speaking about e-commerce, ideally we would want to reach out to people in our networks, follow their lead, and get some of their advice. A lot of us will spend time watching endless videos on YouTube or reading blogs, which suggest the same. So in this episode, I'm going to be telling you about what your first few steps should be while wanting to create your e-commerce website or setting up an online store. Hey, let's get straight into this. Before setting up your e-commerce store, and that's assuming you have a product ready to sell, or you're probably in the process of getting it ready, you will need to keep in mind these five factors and take your first step of choosing which platform would be apt for you and your business. The first thing is budget. How much or how less are you willing to spend to get your e-commerce website rolling? You will need to keep in mind costs for a domain name, server cost, website development or design cost, that's if you're hiring someone, paid plugins if necessary, or any other tools that your website might need. Now, if you're listening to this and thinking to yourself that for whatever reason, you want to keep your spends to the minimum, that's possible too. Well, in fact, the next episode suggests how you can set up an e-commerce system for free. But for now, let's move on to the second factor you need to keep in mind. Scalability. Are you looking at building an e-commerce system wherein you might just have a few products? Or are you looking at building a website which can handle very high traffic, have a lot of products, complex tools and integrations to it? This is something for you to ask yourself. And my suggestion to anybody is that if you have a product and would like to test it out, try doing it by building it on a site or a platform you don't have to spend too much money on, especially in the first few months. Look, when anybody has a product idea, they'd like to think that it's the best possible idea or product out there. There's absolutely no problem with feeling that way. Of course, that does show how protective we are, or you know, passionate about our product. And most importantly, that we believe in our product. What I would like to say here is, look at creating a plan for your product across different phases. If you have 10 products in mind, start with 2 or 3 best products. Test the market out with your audiences, take in the feedback, work on them, and then move on to the next phase of building something that can then support your second phase. The third factor is integrations. Do you plan on connecting apps, CRM softwares, and other sales tools? Are there integrations you want necessary to begin with? Could your platform support it if you wanted to add it later? It's always good to do a little bit of research on the different tools and plugins that might be compatible with the platform you want to build on. The fourth thing is to make sure what kind of payments you want to receive. Do you want to accept payments from digital wallets like Paytm, PhonePay, or UPI apps like Google Pay, apart from the normal conventional debit card and credit cards? Will you be giving your customer the option of an EMI payment for your product? Do you plan to accept only domestic payments, or will you be accepting international ones too? This is something to consider, and I will be getting deeper into this in the upcoming podcast series as well. And lastly, a factor of your e-commerce journey you do not want to overlook is the security of your website. There. Now that you have some kind of a starting board, let's head to my next episode, and I've decided to call it No Website, No Problem. See you there.